settling into the sitting meditation, just taking a moment to check if in being outside just now, as you were, you got cold. Or if any part of you got cold in a way that doesn't feel okay. Because it might have been the case. And if anyone would like to, because certainly I notice my hands are cold, they're not in any danger, but they're cold. You can bring your hands together in front of you and just very consciously rub them together. And just notice what happens if you do that for a little while. Starts to work the arms and the shoulders. And if you press them reasonably firmly together while rubbing them, it starts to generate heat. And after a little while it becomes hard work, but you can keep going if you like. And just see what that's like for you to do that just now, if you like. And if you're starting to tire and slow down, that's okay. You can just slowly finish off and notice what your hands feel like now if they're a little warmer, your shoulders. And noticing what it's like to then put your hands back down in your lap or on your thighs. And settling in once again to being right here. This body sitting, breathing. And as we begin the meditation, I'd like to read a poem that was written by a friend of mine, Davrick Leggett, a Qigong teacher, who lives not so far from myself. If we're interested in the Dharma, if we're interested in the dynamic of suffering and of freedom, we need to be also interested in our relationship to comfort. And Davrick writes, he says, the poem is entitled Rain. Rain. It says, comfort would make of me a creature that cannot withstand the rain. A creature bent beneath the rain's relentless power, cowering and small. Today on Dartmoor, the high tors, shawled in cloud, I was caught in a cauldron of rain over Venford and cursed my way back to the car, folded into my jacket as I was into my small misery. I could not see how I was caught in a vast and passionate conversation, how what I took for insult were numberless pearls of mercy, how all along I had been boiling in the belly of God's laughter. Nor, when I am drenched in troubles, can I understand how blessing sometimes falls this fiercely. And so noticing if there's any way in which we've shrunken a little bit in the contact with the cold or the wet or the wildness of being outdoors and the weather exposed. If there's any pulling in that becoming small, contracted, wrapped in. And what it's like to let ourselves breathe out right here into the space of your body, into the space of this room, into the rather fortunate circumstance of warmth and shelter which we inhabit right now. Relative warmth and shelter. And settling again into this body sitting here, just as it is. Becoming sensitive to the experience of breathing. This body breathing just as it does. And aware of what there might be that's here for you right now that's not easy for you. Could be the weather, could be your body, could be your heart or mind or circumstances in your life or this world. Without having to go looking for them, just noticing what might be present for you, if any of that, right now. And just letting that rest gently in this immediacy of sitting here, including that knowing. Not trying to do anything with it or about what it concerns. And perhaps also becoming aware of what elements of what we could say is not misfortune, difficulty or suffering. That may be good fortune or simply things being just okay. Whatever way you may be in contact with that right now. Again, without having to look for it if it's not there, or do something about it if it is, but just noticing. And again, having noticed, just coming into the body, felt experience of breathing in, breathing out. And having acknowledged whatever you noticed or didn't notice in regard to this, letting that go for now and allowing yourself to continue in this deepening conversation of consciously experiencing what's happening with sensitivity and care. This meditation on aliveness and what it means to be alive as we are. Sensitive and awake as we can be. reconnecting, beginning again. Whenever you discover you've lost contact with this immediacy of being awake right here. Coming back again and again and again to this body breathing experience. Sitting right here, just as you are. Giving yourself the space to notice what arises. Sounds and thoughts, feelings, images. And just pausing, relaxing, reconnecting. Not making obstacles out of experience that arises. And taking a few moments to open to the experience of hearing, including the field of whatever is heard in your meditation just now. The wind and rain, sound of planes or vehicles, or this voice, or whatever it is that you hear, that you notice. Perhaps also noticing that one doesn't need to leave the attentiveness of the body in order to hear. But grounded in the body experience, we can fully include listening in the meditation. We may notice it has an expansive quality, the field of listening is open and vast. And yet still grounded with the felt experience of body, sitting, breathing. This body, a smaller body, upon and within a larger body. This experience of sitting, of hearing, a smaller, or we could say more particular experience within a larger or more universal experience. There's something rather lovely about a field of human beings somehow just settling together within all of our particular versions of unsettledness, and yet somehow at the same time a settling that happens. And perhaps we can sense that in some way. Or if not, that's fine too. As we allow things to settle, we can start to see more clearly what's happening. But we don't have to wait till everything is settled in order to begin that seeing. They really go together. So whatever it is that you might be noticing, notice it. And for most of you at this time, I'm going to invite you to continue in the practice of walking meditation. And again, we can notice whether our response to that suggestion is similar to when it was last suggested or different. Having in between the two actually done some walking meditation. So we'll have a response to what our experience actually was rather than what we think it's going to be. Although, in fact, of course, we still have an idea of what we think it will be. But it's grounded a little bit in recent experience, as in just 30, 40 minutes ago.